adjust application of city protected sick time
read these
for city casual employees.
Could you go ahead and read the next two as well?
Mm-hmm. 1320, ratify a letter of agreement between the city and Labor's Local 483 that adjusts the application of protected sick time for seasonal maintenance workers. And 1321, ratify a letter of agreement between the city on behalf of the Portland Parks and Recreation and Labor's Local 483 that adjusts the application of protected sick time for seasonal park rangers.
Mr. Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Here we are correcting an unintended consequence of our protected sick time law. It turns out that state law under the Public Employees Retirement System says that there's a provision which requires estimation of sick time for retirement purposes to be based on the lowest accrual rate in the city. Therefore, even if a regular employee earned more sick time than the lowest, that employee would not be credited for it on retirement because their rate is determined on the lowest rate, which currently is the new sick time provisions for our seasonal workers, which, of course, we're all really glad that our seasonal workers now finally are able to earn and use sick time when they need it. So it's this set of ordinances is to correct that problem. Our Bureau of Human Resources Director Anna Camwell will explain it much better than I, but that's the gist of it.
Thank you, Commissioner Anna Canwitt, Bureau of Human Resources, Mayor and Commissioners. Actually, I think Commissioner Fritz stated it quite succinctly. The three ordinances before you are to change the existing protected sick time ordinance to increase the accrual rates of sick time for the city's casual and seasonal employees. As Commissioner said, it does address an unintended consequence of the city's sick time ordinance. I want to note the passage of these ordinances, which is one to change the city's program, and the other two are letters of agreement with Laborers 483 to ratify those that changes the accrual rate for the seasonal park rangers and the seasonal maintenance workers. The ordinances have absolutely no impact on regular city employees' sick time accrual rates. They have no impact on existing current PERS benefits for any of our employees. What the ordinances will do is change the current accrual rate, which is currently 1 hour of sick time for every 30 hours worked, to 1 hour of sick time for every 20 hours worked. And this allows an increase from the current maximum of 40 hours to approximately 70 hours per year that employees can use for sick time if they are sick. It does not change the current carryover. That remains at 40 hours. There is a cost impact to this. It's approximately $113,000 moving forward. Almost the entire amount, just over $105,000, falls to the Parks Bureau because that bureau employs the vast majority of our seasonal and casual employees. So the ordinance also asks authorization to increase the Parks Bureau appropriation in the next fiscal year by that $113,000. Thank you. Any questions?
Questions for Anna. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone signed up to speak on these items?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Anyone want to speak on these? All right. Then, they're all emergency, right? So let's take a roll call on the first of those, 1319.
1319, Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
This is yet another reason for us to pass sick time statewide, and I'm very grateful to my colleagues on the council and to the Bureau of Human Resources for working with my team on this so that we figure out all of the little pieces ahead of time and can hand it to the state on a platter to adopt verbatim. Thanks especially to Tom Bazo and my staff who continues to work on sick time. Aye.
Fish.
And just for those watching, the reason this is not sparking a broader discussion is because we have each received briefings on what is a fairly targeted and complex matter. And thank you for that. Thanks to the Bureau of Human Resources and Commissioner Fritz, thank you for leading on this. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And the next one?
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And 1321?
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, item 1322.